Hello everyone, welcome to AJ's Analysis, the podcast that talks about the past. Today we are going to be talking about the iconic song, Creep, and just how original it was. So Creep, it's one of the most popular songs by Radiohead. Definitely a great song, not my favorite from Radiohead, but it's definitely up there. So, if you didn't know, the song was essentially ripped off from a song called The Air That I Breathe. It was made famous by the Hollies. The Hollies were gonna sue, but ended up settling out of court. So, now you all know, Creep wasn't an original song. Sure, it's a classic of punk rock and music history overall, but Radiohead really wasn't the ones that created that chord progression, nor did the Hollies. So, where did it come from? Well, that's what we're gonna dive into right now.
Sweetheart in the arms of a friend, that's when your heartaches begin.
In January of 1941 is where we're going to start this story, with the doo-wop band with the name The Ink Spots. They wrote a song called That's When Your Heartache Begins. This is the same band that wrote classics such as I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire and We'll Meet Again. The chord progression is different from Creep, but it does have a lot of similarities. That's why we're starting here. It took me a while to really hear the creep from the song because it really doesn't sound like it on the surface. But the styles are completely different, but just hear me out. So Creep is a song with an 8-beat chord progression, and That's When Your Heartache Begins is a 4-beat chord progression. So I'll give you an example here.
When you find your sweetheart in the arms of a friend.
So with that part, it doesn't sound like Creep, but if we slowed it down to an 8-beat melody, it would be just like Creep.
When you find your sweetheart in the arms of a friend. When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye, you're just like an angel, your skin makes me cry.
Right? Yeah, that was a classic song. And, technically speaking, same chord progression as Creep. Now, from 1941, we go to 1957, where Elvis heard this song and decided he wanted to make it cool again by doing a cover. As I said before, same chord structure, so we're just going to move on right from there. From 1957, we go to 1963 with a lovely French song called La Romance by Jackie Muller. If you listen to it, you can definitely hear Creep, but there's not too much to say. I mean, it's an alright song, but you know, it wasn't the first, and it's definitely not the last. So, we have a lot to go through, so I'm not going to talk too much about it.
J'avais dessiné sur le sable. Son doux visage qui me souriait, puis il a plu.
A few years later, in 1965, comes the song that I think sounds the most like Creep out of all of these old songs, and it's called Aline by my boy Christophe. This one is the clearest one to me that sounds like Creep. The way the guy sings it, the chord progression, all of it. If you were to choose one of these, like, old songs to listen to, if you want to hear Creep again, this is definitely the one to go for. But, yeah, let's just keep going.
Rolling down smoky roads.
skipping to 1968, we have Smoky Roads by Tommy James and The Shandells. This song, again, sounds like Creep. Just one chord difference in the end. With Creep, you can hear it goes to a C major to a C minor, so a happy to a sad. But with Smoky Roads, it doesn't do the happy to the sad chord ratio. Next, this one won't really make sense, so I'm only going to be briefly mentioning it until later. So the song Carry That Weight from the Beatles came out in 1969. The chord progression is nothing like Creep, but we're coming back to it.
If I could make a wish, I think I'd pass.
So, in 1972, a guy by the name of Albert Hammond was listening to Carry That Weight and was like, I want to make a song like this, but in my own style. So, he wrote The Air That I Breathe. A lot of people think the Hollies wrote that song, but they simply covered it. This song sounds like Creep. We know this already. It's the exact same chord progression, except for the part where he sings, All I Need Is The Air That I Breathe. This is where he takes a bit from the Beatles in the song Carry That Weight. When the drum beat happens, that's when the chorus is. Just like with Air That I Breathe, he does the same thing where he puts the drums right in the chorus. Now comes the Hollies in 1974, who heard Albert's song and thought, hey, we should do a cover of that song, and so they did, and it became very popular. And it is one of the reasons so many people reference it to Creep.
When you were before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel.
Now we're going to skip two decades, from 1974 to 1993. Johnny Greenwood was being a creep and thought, hey, this would be a great song, so he wrote it, Creep, the one that we're talking about here. I think this one sounds the most like Creep. Wait, there you have it, all the songs that sound like Creep, is what I would say if this was over. We're only in the 90s. So now that we actually got to Creep, the song, other artists have something to go off of. Sure, they could have done their own version, so this is where things get a little more interesting. From now on, I will be trying to sing the lyrics of Creep over the songs to hear how close they actually are to the original. So now we're going from 93 to 98. Somewhere in Russia, a band I can't pronounce wrote a song, which I will attempt to say now, Lajupka, Lajupka. I can't spell it. They wrote a song, and it's similar to Creep, but I would say that it's more leaning towards inspiration than plagiarism. As you can hear, they try to make it their own thing. But here's my attempt at singing Creep over it. Yeah. Before, I look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather. So now we're no longer in the 90s, we are now in 2003 with a song called Vulva, I think, by Latin Dreams. This song is a bop, but again, you can hear Creep through the song. Even though style is much different and also a different language, you can definitely hear Creep. But here is me singing it to it.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. just like an angel. Skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. So very special. Wish I was special. I'm a queen.
So from 2003, we're going to 2007. A song called She Gets Marilyn Monroe. Now, honest truth, I couldn't find much on this song, except for the song itself, and it's a German song. That's all I know. So here's my attempt singing Creep over it, and yeah.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control.
So we're still in 2007. Apparently there were two Creep songs this year, and this one is called No Pudo Vivir Sin Ti by Los Ronaldos. It's a bop. Sure, it's the same chord progression, but they actually made it their own thing, and I can respect that. But here's my attempt to sing Creep over it.
When you hear before, can look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather.
So I know some of y'all are like, okay, so where are the artists that I actually know of? And, you know, that's fair. So from 2007, we're going to 2008 with a song from Katy Perry called One of the Boys. Now, only the chorus really sounds like Creep, whereas the rest of the song doesn't. And you know what? It's not that bad of a song. I don't see anything wrong with it. But here's my attempt singing Creep over it.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. The hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. The hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh.
There's another from the year 2008 called Low Meher by Golden Ganga. It's reggae. I like reggae. It's not a bad song. It's a bit long for my liking, but yeah, here's my attempt singing to it.
Can look you in the eye. Just like an angel, skin makes me cry. You float like a feather, a beautiful world. Wish I was special, very special. Oh.
Okay, so this next one may piss some Steven Universe fans off. This next one is from 2013, and it's the intro song to Steven Universe. It's an alright song, not bad, and as before with That's When Your Heartache Begins, this song is a 4-beat, not 8-beat, so that's most likely why, if you've heard the song, it doesn't really sound like Creep. However, if we slowed it down, it would sound just like it.
When you're here before, look you in the eye, just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world.
I forgot the lyrics. Yeah. So from 2013, we go to 2015 with a song called Tu Falta de Queer by Mon Laferte. This song is good. I especially like just some of the ways this gal sings the melodies. She really changes the way the song would be. And yeah, it's a really good song.
Let's see what we got. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh, oh,
yeah. So with some of these songs, they act like they've never heard of Creep, and they try to make it their own thing. But with this next song, the dude very much clearly knew what he was doing. This is also from 2015, by the way, with the band Black Atlas and their song Exit. It's an alright song. As I said, it's just a copy of Creep. They didn't hide it. They didn't change the melody or anything. It's just Creep with a new coat of paint.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world.
Yeah, you get it. A year later, in 2016, the band The Last Shadow Puppets wrote Sweet Dreams TN. This song was the same chord progression, but honestly, masks very well. I like it personally. It's not the worst one on the list.
Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special.
You get it. Another one from 2016 is Mr. Watson. It's about drug addiction, and god dang, is it a bop. Beat song, definitely recommend.
September comes and they fall like leaves. Just like an angel, skin makes me cry. I'm a creep, I'm a widow. Found my own here, I don't belong here. I'm a queen, I'm a widow. What am I in here? I don't belong here. This never hurts.
So now we're going to 2017 with the song Penislo dos Visas by Rolando Mora. Apologies for my Spanish. But you know what, this song is actually pretty good, and I actually wish I knew how to speak Spanish, because I want to know what the song's about.
An angel, skin makes me cry. You float like a feather, beautiful world, just so very special. I wish I was special. I'm a queen, I'm a widow. How am I doing here? I don't belong here.
There you go. Another one from 2017 is Sam Smith's song, Midnight Train. It's Creep if it was made in 2017. There's not much to say. It's an alright song, but I think it's just a little too soft for my taste.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world.
And now there's only one left from 2017 and from my whole list. It is Lana Del Rey's song, Get Free, which is in fact a ripoff of When Your Heartache Begins. It's a ripoff of Creep. Sorry, there's just too many songs here. Yeah, I've said it already, but same chord structure, same melody. Lana didn't even try to hide it.
But I'm a I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I don't want a perfect body.
Oh, what a perfect song. Anyways, yeah. Anyways, that was it. I know for a fact I left out a good amount of songs, but there's just no way I would have been able to fit all of them into one podcast episode. But there you go. I hope y'all enjoyed and hopefully learned something new. And yeah, hopefully the next time Creep plays, you just acknowledge that it's not original at all. But yeah, that's it. Peace.